It's Tangle Tuesdays.
Oh, nice. Tangle Tuesday. Sorry, hashtag. I'll just wrap Sean in cords and take a picture of him. Tangle Tuesday again. He's stuck again.
How long did they build this up in this song?
I think a while. Just keep it going, though.
Yeah, this could be the intro to the podcast.
All right, cool.
Wait,
Tangled.
What?
It's Tangled Tuesday.
Tangled
Tangle
Tuesday.
Tuesday. Tangled Tuesday. I'm Sean Astin, and I'm Paul Wolf, and you guys are Bob Camparda.
Oh, shit. My podcast, Bob. I got a big old dong.
Sounds like a song.
They do milk this, don't they?
This is getting me angry. Replaced? Are you kidding me? 2 weeks?
Yeah, it's like you.
33.
It's like you don't even.
Well, motherfuckers don't know anywhere near as much as I do either, so that's alright.
It's like you don't even exist anymore.
I know.
It's like your chair is not even there anymore.
Well, no, it still is.
You're,
I'm in
you're
it.
Sitting in it.
It's Lousy Weather Media Main Show, episode 133. I'm Sean Ast.
I'm nothing.
I'm Bob Camparda.
We got Josie over there. Say hi.
Hello.
And today we have a rapper. The freely spoken.
There you go. Wow.
Yeah, there we go.
Not a
is
candy
it the
rapper.
Freely spoken, or is it just freely spoken?
It's the freely spoken.
I mean, it's just freely spoken, but it's the freely spoken. I don't know why.
Okay.
See?
Okay.
On everything.
I was correct. Yeah. The freely spoken.
Yeah.
Because I just looked
it was just
it
a
up.
Weird dramatic pause you had in between and oaken. That's all.
Well, sometimes you gotta give it a little oomph.
I feel it. All
that's right. What separates me from you.
True.
Is you don't put
I jump the shark all the time, yeah.
Yeah.
Complete your words.
The freely spoken.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have an ellipses in the title? You know what an ellipses is?
No.
Okay, right on.
What is an ellipses?
It's like
for somebody who's, you know, in second grade and wouldn't know what it is.
Oh, don't call them out. It's three periods in a row.
Three periods in a row? The dot, dot, dot?
Yeah, dot, dot,
that's
dot.
That's not
see,
called dot, dot, dot.
No, yeah,
yeah
it's an ellipses. Okay, right.
Dude, yeah.
Yeah. Well, there you go, guys. You want to know what an interrobang is? I've been doing a lot of reading on
we
the
need
road.
A grammar thing for Paul. You have
he's
geography.
Been, he's
yeah.
been dealing
yeah.
with a lot of ellipses
grammar.
Lately.
Yeah.
And now for another edition of
Grammar
with Paul.
And corn.
So Paul, well, the freely spoken Chance is a rapper, right? From right here in Akron. You're working on a mixtape. You're about to put it out.
Yep.
You've been working on it for a while.
Who are you recording
with? A guy named Curtis Williams. I used to work with him.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Right on.
And so he's putting in the work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I heard you guys did a track.
Putting down the verses. Yeah, we were just dicking around.
Yeah, he was like,
time.
Oh yeah, when I was over here before and Sean was recording me, I was like, whoa, what?
I played you that song.
When?
The song that's like, Vanny Sacks. Blah, blah, blah.
When did you do it?
And it's like, and it says like, Jesse all
when'd
over.
When'd you guys record it?
Like three weeks ago, maybe.
Yeah.
Probably 2 weeks ago when I was on tour.
No, you were here.
Was I?
Remember I said, Sean, are you doing secret recordings? Because everything's moved around all the time. You have to set everything up.
Wow.
You don't remember that discussion?
No, not at all.
Okay.
I don't think he was here for that discussion.
Bam!
Oh, well, then that was
I told
it.
You.
That was it.
But you were definitely here when I recorded this song.
I doubt that highly.
Anyway, I'm not
sure.
Were
you named after the dog from Homeward Bound?
No.
Okay. I guess we're just getting into everything.
I've been holding that joke for a while and it didn't go over well.
I'm like in the middle of just his credits, just trying to introduce the guy. And you're like, oh, are you named after Homeward Bound?
Everyone's like, I like the
first
podcast
question.
Way better met, without him.
I've only met people named with Chance is just dogs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see? All right, right on.
Dogs are named Chance. Who named
have you seen
the
Homeward
dog
Bound?
Chance?
Yeah,
the cat.
I'm sure, the dog, cat, and Chance.
Yeah,
I mean,
two dogs.
The dog.
Yeah, Shadow
two dogs and the cat.
Chance Sassy. And I can't. Sassy, thank you. I couldn't remember
and they go on a journey on like a river.
Yeah, did Tom Nelson has a joke about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's good.
It reminds me of Corey Nagy's dog Lucky. It was the most unlucky dog.
It really was.
So people name their dog Chance. It's not just a monopoly card,
right?
Okay. When did that become a thing? When did people name their dog?
I'm assuming after Homeward Bound. Yeah. And I thought that can you get what year that came out and what year were you born? Because I guarantee you, your mom might have been a fan or dad.
I have no idea. What year did that come out?
That's what we're looking up right now.
I wish my parents would have named me Balto.
All right, so
I was trying to get named White Fang. White Fang Wolf. That sounds so sick. 93.
I was born in
95. So
boom, oh, you're named after a dog. That's so cool.
I got some questions.
Or fucking Falcor would have been cool too.
Falcor.
Yeah,
that doesn't exist, Bob. All right,
so
come on,
it's a flying dog.
But you've put out a bunch of music on your SoundCloud. You have videos on the Facebook. You're just starting, right?
Yeah.
Essentially. You have any mixtapes or anything like that out yet?
Not shit.
This is the first one.
Yeah.
You're about to do it. I'm ready to make you rap right now.
Oh, shit.
Right now?
Yeah. Rap battle.
I'm ready to
just yeah. There you go. Put him on the spot, too. Be like, rap back and forth, motherfucker.
I'm ready to make you rap right now.
No, because... If we do this here, Lousy Weather Media, anytime we've had rappers in here, we put them right on the spot.
Yes, we do.
Right at the opening of the show. Mm-hmm. We make them fucking rap.
You're going to make him rap, but you yelled at Paul the one time for asking them whatever, I forget, Oso to play a song?
Oh, yeah, I got...
Come on, Sean.
I got chastised. It's a little different. I was like, we have a Spanish guitar. He's like, no. I'm like, all right. This has been Lousy Weather Media. Have a good day.
So...
It's not how we end podcasts.
What's
either.
Up?
Go ahead.
And, but yeah, so we put them here in the Lousy Weather Media Grinder because we got to find out if these people can really rap.
That. I need to make a jingle. You know,
all these people walk around talking about how they got skills, they got flows, they, got to smoke that K2 so they're PO. Don't know that they get high.
That's a reference right there. That's a deep cut.
Yeah. They flash this. Anybody can make a YouTube video.
True.
Nowadays.
We've done it.
Correct.
Yeah, I have billions of YouTube videos. Anybody can make... Anybody can make a song on Pro Tools.
Yeah, or GarageBand.
GarageBand. You'll sell me out, motherfucker.
You've heard all my GarageBand tracks. Mm-hmm. My insane, awesome beats and scratching capabilities.
They are incredible.
You know,
you can scratch on GarageBand.
Oh yeah,
umbrellas. What's with those?
So,
I can't do a Seinfeld.
No. Yeah, were you weren't here for that?
No,
you missed.
Paul
that?
Missed so much.
Couple weeks ago, I'll go ahead and set it up so people aren't out of their minds.
Okay.
A couple weeks ago, AJ Georgie was here.
Yes.
So at the end of the episode, I opened up my GarageBand. And was playing a beat and doing the era scratches and repeats while he was doing a Seinfeld impression.
Oh, wait, was that like when you guys were doing the news, the third segment?
Yeah, it was at the very end
of the
show.
I didn't listen to that because you were like, no one ever listens to the news. And I was like, he probably left. So I didn't listen to that part.
It was the very end of the show.
All right, well, I got to go revisit. That sounds amazing.
He's like, what's the deal with airline food? And it's just like,
yeah, are you guys going to start a comedy duo?
Yeah, that was the thing.
Yeah, it was a hip-hop.
DJ Shawnee Sean.
It was
going on that piff.
Yeah, it was a new mixtape. It was a hip-hop. It was a comedian mixtape.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, anyway. Okay. So, yeah, go back to that episode.
I will, yeah, I'll revisit it.
It's at the very end. Just go to the last 1 minute.
Sweet. I can't wait.
And
2 minutes.
Listen to DJ mixtape or whatever, comedian DJ mixtape.
Hell yeah, I'm stoked.
But anyway, so we got to do, you know, this is more...
precedent?
What's up? What? No, there's more pressure here than with Sway in the Morning is what I'm trying
to say. Yeah, that's true, man.
We are the Sway in the Morning
of podcast.
Of,
on Tuesday.
Yeah, of Akron Podcasts on Tuesday nights.
Yeah, because he's like, I'm Sway in the Morning of Sway in the Morning.
It's Sean on the Tuesday night.
Yeah, exactly.
Tangle Tuesday.
Tangle Tuesday.
Sean Tangle Tuesday. So, yeah, I'm going to make you rap right now.
Shit.
How long does it take me to get this beat going?
Probably a while.
You ready? You guys
probably
ready?
Start like halfway through and you'd be like, oh shit.
You ready?
Yeah.
Will you hype man for him the whole time? Be like, yeah.
All right, I'll try.
Fuck.
Wait, why don't you do it? You just did all that.
You're pretty good.
I taught
at
you
it.
How to do it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, no.
I'm over here judging.
Now that I'm learned. Oh. Wait, are you judging me too?
I'm Sway.
Because now I don't want to do this. All right,
because if this shit's good, I'm throwing these headphones.
Oh, shit. All
right.
He's probably throwing.
I'm going to fuck up. Not going to.
Can you hear that in your headphones? You need more headphones?
Just a little bit.
Yeah. Was I not supposed to go there?
Young and writing in between blowing the cartridge. I master my craft, some bitches in half, no card tricks. Fuck.
Throw those headphones on. Good morning, everyone.
Rap something else to it. All
right. He's rapping so hard he forgot his words.
I knew it was gonna happen. I was just like, all right,
because we put the pressure on.
I was about to say,
yeah, you
like I'm just pressure. Sitting here. I feel like the dude that like smoked way too much weed. I'm just trying to write it out.
You gotta feel the pressure, and you don't even smoke weed. What the hell's your problem? You need to fucking get shit together.
All right,
you think you can do this? You know what? I don't give people second chances normally.
But if you're named after a dog, you can.
Get a second chance, yeah.
Yeah, second chance. Nice. That was good. Oh, shit. We got a dead bell, but still a bell. Fix it.
My first kind of bell, and you messed it up. Nice. Good job, Sean.
Yeah, your first bell. Oh, man. That's funny. Okay, where is this at? All right. Is it round two?
I'll just rap something different to it. All right.
No, you're going to rap your song.
Fuck, I don't
know. No one look at him. Go.
Okay.
Don't look at me.
Is that the first line? Or do you have the track? What are you doing?
I was sipping some coffee.
Pow.
Right in the shitter.
Yeah.
Turn up my left headphone.
More train sounds.
Don't get writing in between blowing the cartridge. I'm asking my crafts of bitches in half, no card tricks. Fuck, dude. I don't. Alright, fuck it.
Song ends there.
They mad at me, I'm getting attention that they haven't been. Collab with me is what they saying now, but where have you been? Hopping on it now, they notice me like tragedies and acting surprised like this wasn't already happening. This flow was written in stone and crafted in hell. It cost me a soul handed down by Satan himself. I got bars, making sure you stay in your cell. The warden is home and the game ain't taking it well. It was said I play this game until I'm Deucey. A check and tracks with a form that's similar to Bruce Lee. Cause all I need is a beat to get me going. I'm like a world premiere, you more a second showing. I'm backing at it like I fell off the wagon. It's the master. Anything before me was bad in practice. This shit fresh from the stove, like we chopping clothes. Lucky I don't got one, or I'd show you how that chopper goes. It's the time of the underdog, run of the litter. So you know that I was never underdog. One nation under God, how am I supposed to believe them? They're mixing business and religion, and half of us don't believe in heavy heart like I fought with salt. Give me the beat, I'm going down for an assault, or maybe more. This ain't no battle rapping, this is battery. Ain't resting until every rapper wanna kick the shit out of me. So fuck them all, go through life with no one to trust at all. I'm taking competition out like they were strong now. They tell me put my time into something else, but I'm putting time in to get me out of Commonwealth.
Oh, did you know where it stopped? Wow.
Nah, I just cut it.
You're a really
I
good
cut
DJ.
That shit.
Hell yeah.
That was cut like that right shit. At the end too. Shit.
Yeah,
cut
that good.
Shit
that
just to let it breathe a little.
Yeah, honestly, I was getting hot in here.
Just let it breathe a little. You know, I tell this motherfucker, I said, you know, you better come prepared.
Yeah. I thought it was part of the rap, the fuck part, because you did it twice. You could have played it off.
I could.
You're like, Sean, stop throwing your headphones. I'm really trying to perform here. And he's done the same exact
dramatic
thing.
Dramatic pause.
Yeah.
Then I go.
Yeah. The freely spoken.
All about the pauses here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what.
The ellipses. If you will.
I end every sentence with a dot, dot, dot.
Nice. With a dot, dot, dot. More train sounds.
Yeah, I'm playing the actual track because now I got to hear how the fuck it sounds.
Completely different verse, and you know.
You gonna rap it?
I'll pick up where I left off. I'll let it ride out for a second. Just rap along with it.
Younger writing in between blowing the cartridge. I'm asking my crafts, some bitches in half, no call tricks. You spit a recycle rap, this was just sweet. Put my soul on the track, so I'm walking with blistered feet. Idle levels, man, I'm already past them. Anything that you master, just know I'm the craftsman. The flow, you can't grasp it. The whiskey, damn, never expire well. Fill it to the glass brim. The stretchy advantage, you can't handle. This backing at it, ready to dismantle the mic. It's a bad habit. Fits a guitar in its drawstring. Paints a blood bloody picture hand on my waist when I'm drawing. Wish for that money, I'm not afraid to spend it. See the world spend it all, tip and flight attendants. Ready to eat, get stout like a pint of Guinness. Challenge the birth, I'm no for exercise the limits. You're living a lie, I live on the right. So put your hands up like I'm reading your rights. You're living a lie, I live on the right. So put your hands up high, up high. Living a lie while I live on the right. So put them hands up like I'm reading your rights. You're living a lie.
Come on, Josie, hands up.
So put your hands up.
There you go.
I'm evil. Spanish moms come with a bundle of states. Slaughtered a vow so they can bear my presence in the stage. They come flocking in. Teriyaki meets Craig Mack. Flavor, yeah, I'll stay stock with it. Not scared, so don't be under the impression. If you come to clap me, bring something I can get impressed with. I bet you bring a Will Smith and Wesson. Let me guess, barrel's empty when it comes time to press it. A plate stealer, I'm not waiting in line. It's my time. No longer hungry, busy trying to feed me mine. It's my departure, keen to be more than an author. Next on the whole, like I left you at the altar, I'm in the altar. This state of mind, brain matter high. Fremens on the floor, by the time I finish mine. Retracts like a centaur, I am your mentor. Can't fit in double X, so I'll expose my stretch marks.
What does it mean with your tracks like a centaur?
Run tracks like a centaur?
You know, oh, okay. Guy. I thought you said your tracks like a centaur. I was like, what do you mean?
Like running like a centaur, more legs than...
You know. I got you, yeah. Mm-hmm. They have a horse's bottom and a man's top.
So now,
yes. It's new, the season at the beach.
I told you practice this song.
I know.
Because you were going to rap it.
Wow, you're like a kid in detention right now. Stop it, Sean. Now, I told you.
I told him shit was going to hit the fan. I'm going to make him sing all kinds of stuff.
Fuck.
You told me to Paramore.
Now we're
song.
Playing Paramore. Sing this.
What song is this?
I have no idea.
This is like an old demo of mine that's on SoundCloud.
Fuck yeah, it's on SoundCloud. That means you're rapping it.
Like 2 years old. I don't even know the words of this anymore.
I like how you're quizzing him.
You really are like.
So when? I mean, when he said meat grinder, he did.
You
he
think
was
you?
Lying.
You think you ready to give me one more verse? You have another verse.
Oh, shit,
I don't care
what
it is.
We
it
got some Sean's own right here.
It can be something you have written a year and a half ago. No, my cell phone's dead. But
okay.
It can be something you
Bell
have written.
For dead cell phones.
It can be something you have written a year and a half ago.
Beatbox, Sean, sure. Go.
I don't care what it is. Oh, yeah. You want me to?
Yeah. Ready? I know you got that rhythm. Yeah.
Pause.
There's my ellipses.
Where's
That's what Sean's DJ name is, ellipses. He just keeps stopping songs.
DJ ellipses.
I end every 8 bars with an ellipses.
So how long have you been writing songs then, Chance?
I've been writing for a really long time. I didn't shift over until rap until about sophomore year of mm-hmm. high school.
Because obviously your written stuff came across very well.
Yeah.
As you were, or whatever the flow you had in your head to rap. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, the bar that you...
When heard. You were like, oh, I can't do this, I'm going to do a different one?
Yeah.
The All oh right. fuck bar.
Yeah, the oh fuck bar.
I like that.
My phone's fucked. I was going to play you a beat. You're off the hook, Chance. All You're right. lucky. You're lucky for now.
This time.
For now.
I'll get you later. So Paul's back from tour.
I am.
That's not a threat, it's a promise.
Tell me about tour, Paul, while I get my phone charger.
It was a blast, dude. Fucking, we went... to Florida. We got a lot of food from people. They fed us a lot. There was a lot of awesome people. I met so many cool bands. This band called Poor Kid is really rad. The Hooligan... Oh, god damn it. I'm not going to remember their fucking name. But, yeah, we played with so many awesome bands. It was rad as fuck. Yeah, I mean, I couldn't ask for, like, a better time in my entire life.
The best show. Best place.
Akron was the best turnout. Bridgeport was the best show. Like, Hutch, was our singer, was jumping off, like, the monitors and shit. Kids were singing all of our fucking lyrics. Like, it was really cool. It was a very nice way to bookend the tour.
So you went from Pittsburgh. Hey, I'm back. No. I couldn't find my charger. I think you put it somewhere when you cleaned out the table.
No, I did.
What's up?
I didn't touch a charger.
There was no black charger with a white
Correct.
Cord
plugged
coming
in.
Out of it. What's up?
It's
no, that's
in.
A white charger with a black cord coming out of it.
I thought that's what you just said.
No. I said a black charger with a white cord.
No, I did not. I didn't move it. I only moved that mouse toy that was up here.
Now I'm all fucked up.
I'm sorry.
You asked me to prepare for having a charger.
And you didn't.
So, but you went from here to Florida.
Yes.
You spend like back up. 9 days in Florida.
I think one of them canceled and we played Brunswick, Georgia. We played at a biker bar.
Mm-hmm.
That was wild because there was a set of rules and it was like, don't take any pictures, no social media.
No pop punk.
No, they didn't say that, thank God. We were like, well, guys.
No social media.
Yeah, like you can't post anything on it without like the members approving it and mm-hmm. shit like that. The one dude walked
because
up to me.
Because it's like MC, man, motorcycle club.
Yeah, I can't remember what it was called, but yeah, the actual club itself. I can look it up.
Yeah, but
like.
They were a motorcycle
probably
club.
Shouldn't do it
I
on
was
this.
Gonna say, it's probably best, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it was
rule
like, don't touch
four, yeah. Don't talk about us on your podcast. Yeah.
I'm like, wow, that's really, did you guys know I was coming? You guys listen, your fans? But the guy walked up to me and he's like, yo, give me one of those t-shirts. We're going to hang it up on the wall, sign it. And I was like, TR, we got to give him a t-shirt. He's walking around with a bat, just hitting it on the ground and shit. It was wild.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was insane, but it was so cool. We met somebody, Sun and Flesh, but yeah, oh, the Hood Rats, they were the people that we stayed at their house like two nights in a row. They were really cool. But Poor Kid, you have to check them out too. They're really rad. They're from Gainesville. We played with so many awesome bands, mm-hmm. Consent, like really, really cool people. I was surprised because you guys know how our singer looks. He's kind of a bigger guy. He lifts a lot and shit like that. And people...
He's pretty sensitive about it too.
I feel like they prejudge him though. Well, it's fucked up because he comes from like a bigger background. Like he used to be a fat kid, and then he got like thin and in shape, and like he really is like proud of his body. But everyone fucking talks shit about him because it's okay to because he's a quote unquote bro.
Okay, you're making it sympathy. Okay,
yeah. There you go. Like every time we go on stage, like you know, like it's like me and TR, we all have tattoos and shit, and then there's Hutch fronting the band, and then like we start playing, and then everyone's like, oh, right on, like he actually sings well and they play well together, and we had a really good like resounding like niceness to us, like everyone came up and was like really cool to us and shit, which is weird because me and you toured in a band and most metal shows are like cock measuring competitions, like who's the angriest, who can get the lowest, who's the heaviest. This
I always
is way
had
different.
The biggest cock.
You did, Sean asked. Yeah. The podcast Sean.
Podcast. Metal Sean.
Yeah, Metal Sean had the biggest cock. Metal podcast Sean. Sean, on the other hand.
Yeah. Well,
no, yeah, but. No, I had a blast, man. We met a lot of really cool people.
You got a bunch of likes on Facebook.
We did, yeah. It was really awesome. Like, I mean, a lot of people were sharing our video today and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. The Year I Disappeared shared our video and stuff. They were really cool. Mm-hmm. It's been a blast, man. Like, it was weird. Like,
what was the best pizza?
I'm gonna go with Spinelli's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we played in Louisville, Kentucky. And
I could go for a pizza right now.
They had like
I could
the
go
big
for some Spinelli's.
They had a big all their shirts were rips and shit like that, kind of like our shirts. But they all like they had like a Thrasher one. It said Spinelli's on it. But yeah, they gave us a free pie for playing and shit. Mm-hmm. But they're all huge New York slices. It was rad as fuck.
So where did you? I don't know what I was going to ask.
Where did I go?
Yeah, where did you
a lot
go?
Of places. I mean,
but no, you guys got like likes on. Did you sell merch? Did you come out on top? Was it?
Yes.
I guess I shouldn't ask money.
Right.
Situations.
No. We came back well. Like this will help us like fund our new album and shit like that. Uh-huh. Like yeah, definitely. And yeah, we came back. Our merch bin was very light when we came back.
Yeah, because your shirts have holes all in them.
Oh man. I think Sean like puts on his shirt punching out. I don't know. Yeah. That's just me.
But I'm splash. So I've been I'm not really sure what I've been.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I'm on a weird feeling today. I worked third shift last night.
Yeah.
And it was slow.
Oh, that's a bummer.
So I was just like watching the office and cleaning coffee pots.
While at work?
Yeah.
That's a good job. I like that.
And the door locked. Don't tell anybody.
Okay. And yeah, then, no one will hear this.
Yeah, corporate might frown upon watching The Office while cleaning coffee pots.
Oh, I thought you were literally just sitting there like watching The Office door at your work.
No.
Could have played
Scott
it off.
Anytime.
Yeah, that's what I was doing, yeah.
I'm sure they would frown upon that even more. At least I was actually working while I was watching The Office. You know, stock cigarettes and shit, just carrying my phone around with me. But, like, Amber used to do that shit at the pizza shop. Like, she'd just be watching American Dad all day.
Weren't you her boss?
What's up? Yeah.
Were you mad?
She was working.
Okay. Well, then there you go.
What am I supposed to say? I was also dating her.
Maybe you're... Oh, well, you shouldn't say that. No, maybe your establishment doesn't care.
We don't work together now. I can say everything. True. I was dating her the whole time, damn it. No,
I'm sure the owner of your last establishment is an avid listener.
He's an avid fan.
He doesn't even know I do this shit.
Yeah.
That's weird. I've been leaving flyers underneath the door every night. Is that,
I'm like, I need to be off by this time every Tuesday. And but we close before it anyway, so it doesn't usually matter. But like a couple of times I've had to stay over, and I'll be like, dude, like I need to be off on Tuesday. And he'll be like, oh, why? I'm like, oh, I hate you.
Thanks. Is that what you say? He's like, well, fair enough. All right, Bob, see you later.
You're a radio pioneer, Bob. But
pioneer.
So they,
I heard pie,
but anyway, I just feel a little weird because it's always weird to work. Like I woke up at 3 yesterday.
Yeah, thirds are awful.
And then I went to work at 10, got out at 7, drank a beer.
Yeah, I saw you tweeting. You're like, I can't wait to get drunk because I'm a winner.
At 6:30 in the morning, and then I drank a beer and then I went to sleep by like 7:30.
That's not that bad.
And you're up at 2 and. Mm-hmm. Starting a life.
Yeah.
Trying to hang out with people and socialize.
I feel it, man.
We got the Basement Comedy Show 6 coming up.
What date?
On April 23rd, nice. 2016.
Yeah, I can't wait. But it's going to be awesome.
I got to post that video Elenia made on Facebook yesterday.
Yeah, that video rocks. I haven't seen that in a while.
We don't normally talk about things like this.
No, we don't. We don't really plug our shit.
But I'm going to plug it all up.
Plug it up.
I'm going to plug it all in itself. But... Yeah, so we got that show coming up, and we're trying to promote it.
Yeah, I saw Chris Horn is interested in it, and I was really pumped about that.
We want people here in our basement. Are you going to come, Chance, the Freely Spoken?
Yeah, I'll be here.
And
he's going to make you rap. You know that, right?
I'll be more prepared. Yeah.
I think you've been to a basement comedy show before, haven't you? No, not yet. You'll be to the next one, aren't you?
That was the Leota show.
What's up? Oh, you came into Leota in my basement. That was another thing I said to TR when you guys got done playing at the show at the Aqueduct Brewery.
Yeah, shout out to them. They were really
good. When you guys got done playing, I walked right up to TR and I was like, I remember when you played for 14 people in my basement and then I turned them around to the crowd and I was like, now look.
That place was packed as fuck. That was really cool.
With a capacity of 49 people.
Yeah, there is definitely 94. 49. There was, okay.
There was double that there. Yeah.
That was really cool.
Basement Comedy Show 6.
Yeah.
Big lineup.
Jeremy Shearer, TM Francis.
Have we decided if we're going to stream?
You all right?
Stream that shit or not?
I don't know.
What do you think? All right. We're going to pull the curtain back.
Well, hey, you've been tracking our listens, and they're coming from, like, California and stuff, mm-hmm. and, like, Florida and shit like that, so maybe we should.
What's up? Well, we would record it and have it the same way.
Right, but they can actually, like, be a part of it with us.
But, okay, so we've streamed live video and audio of every Basement Comedy Show, and we usually get, like, 6 to 10 people that watch it and like 3 to 5 people to listen to it. I think last time it was the other way around. More people listened than watched.
Right.
But anyway, so it's there and it's live and it's cool for people to watch, right? And then when I pointed this way, he turned and looked. It was kind of funny.
It's there? We just have it streaming on the fridge.
But I decided, I said, well, we did that for like the first 5.
Right.
How about we start a new era? These ones are going to be a little more inclusive.
Oh, nice.
A little more.
I like that.
A little more like our thing. We'll still record it.
In right.
Video and audio like we were
doing.
Broadcasting it.
Yeah.
And then decide what we do with the podcast.
But you also do a ton of post work on the YouTube videos and stuff like that. You get Bob's angles, you get the mm-hmm. camera angle that we usually stream it with and stuff like that.
But that's not
Bob's.
But that's not right. But anyway, so what would you think? Do you think we keep it punk rock and DIY and just stream everything to the internet, to the world, to America?
Well, that seems more punk rock to do it just for the people there.
What's up?
Because they came.
No, yeah, because that America. Makes it more like... That makes it more like...
Fuck the establishment.
No, yeah, because if I'm...
We're still giving away for free.
Yeah.
But that's punk rock.
You're more inclusive about it, makes it more haughty-totty.
Oh, right. Okay. Well,
that's members very punk rock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You gotta have a jacket there.
You have to have a jacket.
If I'm gonna use a racist term, uppity.
Is that a racist
term? Is that a racist?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Where'd you learn that?
From the internet.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Uppity. That's what it means.
Stop saying it.
Who's
that
racist towards?
It's a black person that acts out of their class. is Whoa. Considered to be acting uppity.
Oh.
Like Obama's all uppity.
That's not Whoa. What...
Up there, being
Sean,
arrested.
Stop it.
That's not what my phone says.
What? The my uppity phone... is black?
Yeah.
It's a sequel
says
to
self-important
up.
Or arrogant.
Uh-huh. Exactly. Mm. And it came from black people.
I don't know if that's
no,
the
I mean,
right
it came
origin.
From it came from white people making fun of black people.
Okay.
So that's what... I read this whole list. Bobby yeah. was here. No can yeah. do. No can do is a racist term towards Chinese people.
How so?
No because, can do.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, Josie knows.
Now, see, that's racist towards Chinese people.
No, but that's where it comes from. Geez.
Really?
Yeah. Is that just
yeah.
like that?
Yeah. Yeah. yeah, because like they were, it was like them making fun of the way the Chinese people would say when they wouldn't be able to do jobs and stuff.
You're still going over there.
Sorry.
Yeah, man. What was the other one?
I know you.
I don't remember. I don't remember. I was trying to think of it.
There was a one about Native Americans that was a. It was a long time no see. Long time no see is a racist term because it came from making fun of Native Americans. Because one time one time they came up on one, he was like, "Hello, long time no see you." Mm-hmm. And they were like, "Long time no see."
We're so white.
This is the best business meeting.
Oh my god!
You would think that would have been like an Asian one. Mm-hmm.
There was
spent
Chinese
all this
people.
Time, spent
no
all
can
this
do
time without seeing.
No can do.
Oh jeez.
this is terrible. This is a wee. I love.
We took a turn, guys.
I love all races.
Yeah.
That sounded like I said I love all racists.
It really did, and I was like, "Oh, I shouldn't have said
that."
Yeah.
Not what I said.
That's what I did think you said. Okay, yeah. I was like, "Wait a second."
No, yeah,
we
love...
have Donald Trump with us.
I love people of every race.
Right? Yeah, I know you do.
Different.
These
color,
are all. These are from
different
yucks.
Colors, creeds, and nationalities.
Very true. Yeah.
Anyway,
let's take a break.
Hold on.
No. Okay.
I have opinions.
Okay.
On this business meeting thing we're talking about, I 100% think we should stream that shit online.
Okay.
Okay.
So I can turn you around and say, remember when we streamed in our basement to 4 people?
Mm-hmm.
Look at that number.
6.
On your computer screen. It's 12.
Yeah. One from Ontario.
It's probably 12 this is, now. We got like 12.
I think Bob's got it. He's the CEO anyway, so he makes all decisions.
Honestly,
all
yeah. Right.
Let's take a break and then we'll talk to Chance. I almost said Chance
second
the
chance.
Rapper. Second Chance Chance. That oh god, Second Chance. That should be your rap name. What was your opinions, Bob? Because we lost them on the podcast
oh,
and now
man.
I don't remember what they were. They're gone we're off the podcast. We lost. We had technical difficulties. They're done. What did you say?
Business meeting. I was talking about the business meeting.
Uh-huh.
And I said that I think on. We should 100% stream that shit because I want to be able to turn you around and look at your computer screen.
Oh, yeah,
and be
tell
like,
me I'm have more people.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay.
I got it. That's the joke. Okay.
Dang.
The joke. Yeah.
So, Chance is here.
Mm. Yeah.
He's a rapper
mm-hmm.
from Akron.
Correct.
How old are you now?
21.
You're
oh,
21
wow.
years old. You're just a young guy.
Yeah, you're a baby. Just
stepping into the game.
Yeah, I know.
Stepping into...
How old was Drake when he started? You should know this, right?
I don't fucking know.
Okay, right on.
Drake was on Degrassi.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
He was the wheelchair guy.
Rapping. I didn't start following Drake until last year.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. He was like a late bloomer. Into the
bandwagoner, track. If you will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. He wasn't there for the first record.
I mean,
or the
I,
Sprite
I heard
commercials.
You weren't there for the so, I heard Sprite commercials and the So Far Gones.
I was there for that, and then I was just like, nah.
Oh, okay.
I was like, yeah, I'll come back.
Nah.
Nah.
So wait, where are you from?
I'm from Santa Clarita, California.
Where the fuck is that?
Santa
California.
Okay, so
Santa Clarita. Oh my god, is it an island?
Where the fuck is that? You just said it again.
How far away from the San Andreas fault line is it?
Oh, whoa.
I'm not even sure. I just know it's
inches.
Not far from LA.
Sorry.
Did you have any earthquakes?
Yeah.
Really? How old were you when you moved?
I came here when I was 13.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. You spent some time there.
Yeah, so you were...
Oh, wow. It's so insane to me. Sean has like a hair tie that holds on this pop filter and it hits him in the face probably about 19 times per show.
That one's
and motherfucker
a good
is just like, this is my good pop filter. Don't worry, guys.
Well, somebody's got to get me a new one.
Somebody.
A hair tie?
All right. Well, Amazon,
new
I'll
pop
just
filter.
Pop on there.
Did you know that mic stand's broke too, Paul?
Yeah, it's not mine though, so I didn't really care about it.
So
appreciate your honesty.
You're out.
Well, Sean broke mine. He was like, "Yo, your mic stand broken." I was like, "I'll fix it." His mic stand breaks. He's like, "Hey, you see that's broken?" I'm like, "I'm not fixing everybody's fucking mic stand, son."
I don't think that's my stand, is it?
I think it might be Bobby's.
No, that one might be mine.
Yeah, it's yours.
You're right.
Okay.
So you're out in California, right?
Can you buy me a mic stand?
You were there till like you were 13, you said? Yes. So you were out running around meeting people, and like this was like a little world you were in then.
That is correct, yeah.
We've done 133 episodes, by the way. It's a whole world. Like an ecosystem of people.
Well,
we don't have that here.
Yeah, in Akron, yeah. We just wander around.
Tell me about it.
Yeah.
How was
the early childhood of Chance named after a dog?
Tell me about the taco stands.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the smellier the place, the better the food, always.
Nice.
Like, we have people fresh from the border making us food all the time.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Is that what you call them?
Fresh from the border?
Fresh from the border.
I mean, I call
Is
them
Is he from
people.
Brooklyn?
At least I call them people.
I was going to say, he kind of had a Brooklyn accent, don't I? We're fresh from the border.
Fresh from the border.
Mm-hmm. That was a decent Brooklyn accent. Nice.
No, okay, you. So you...
I'm from California.
Is that how you got into rap? Were you a big Death Row fan?
Actually, I was...
Death Row didn't exist when you were a kid. When were you born?
1995.
So Tupac was just about to get shot.
Yeah.
He knew.
Wait.
What's up?
Did he already get shot?
No, he got shot in 96.
Oh, really? All right.
Sean's got it tattooed on him. His whole back piece.
I know my Tupac.
Right when he was about to start rapping with MC Hammer, somebody shot him. At least if you've watched the MC Hammer movie, that's what
I haven't. What's it called?
That's the way they pointed out.
Straight Out of Hammer?
They Can't did it. It was something like on VH1. They did an MC Hammer
VH1 behind the music?
Movie. No, VH1 like movie, acted like movie.
Whoa.
They produced it about MC Hammer, and it had the guy... From 40-Year-Old Virgin. Not Steve Carell, but the black guy.
Conrad from Weeds.
Is that who he is?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, okay.
It was him. He played MC Hammer.
Yeah, he's got a really interesting Nerdist podcast.
And
sorry to plug
it goes
else.
To like too legit to quit.
Nice.
And that's what it's called, isn't it? That's what it's
How
called.
How do you
that's
pick a title for that movie?
Yeah, there you go.
How do you choose a title for that?
Too
I'd
legit
call it
to
Hammer
quit.
Time.
Yeah.
Because he has so many catchphrases. Yeah. So
what about Nails? Like go kind of like... In the different direction, people are like, what do they mean? Oh, Hammer Time. No, guys? No? Anybody? Is this thing on?
I can kind of see it. Like, maybe,
hey, guys.
Like, maybe if you, like...
Don't give me a fucking fake laugh. No, 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 no.
The story of how...
Damn it! That's the worst
MC
one, too.
MC Hammer, how I got nailed.
Oh.
Because he got fucked.
He did,
right?
Yeah,
he didn't pay his taxes or something like that?
He went bankrupt.
Yeah.
Chapter 11.
And
so...
Then, oh, yeah. Yeah, so they're chapter 11. Epilogue.
So he... But then he tried to revitalize his career, so he started doing this song called Dumps in the Trunk or something like that, where he's like, dumps in the trunk, dumps
so
in the
Chance,
trunk.
So, Chance, how much do you like MC Hammer?
I like the girls with the dumps in the trunk.
I got an MC Hammer tattoo.
And,
really? Yeah. It says 1996.
It's actually an MC Escher tattoo. But,
oh, nice. Wow.
So, anyway, back to MC Hammer. No, what I was talking about, though, was... He started doing Dumps in the Trunk mm-hmm. with Death Row Records. Like
oh.
He got MC Hammer, got signed by Death Row.
Right.
And him and Tupac were like homies from the Oakland.
Gotcha.
Bullshit. Because
mm-hmm. Tupac was also in Digital Underground.
I have no idea. I didn't know any of this.
With the Humpty Dance. You know that song, Humpty Dance?
No.
Tupac's like one of the background dancers.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's really interesting.
That's Humpty Dance.
Nuts. That's crazy.
Sick.
Yeah. Legend of Tupac.
Fuck you, fresh.
I don't even really like Tupac. So, Chance, what were you...
Statement.
What were you into
Question.
Back then when you were like 13? Did you listen to rap music in the California?
I mainly listened to like deathcore, but
so
I
if
also
you were
to Wu-Tang.
1995, so it was like 2008 when you moved from there. Right.
Yes, that'd be the.
So you were there with like fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger as governor and shit.
Yeah, the governator.
You were like a kid when you had a governator.
Wait, did you know what Terminator was when he was your governor?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know.
It's like, we used to watch.
I thought you might have grown up and just known him as your like
as a governor.
Yeah, only the governor.
He's like, whoa. His origin. He used to be a fucking movie star. Commando's good.
He could be president.
Yeah.
But so you, Josie's an Arnold fan, right?
Yes, I love
you got that. A real life person that was under his command.
Whoa, mind blown. I can't.
Yeah, I was a grunt for.
I was a grunt for Schwarzenegger.
Speaking of Schwarzenegger, did you hear that Snoop Dogg's really pissed at him?
Why?
What happened? What's the war between them?
There's a whole clip. You should Google that, Sean.
Oh shit, the tables have turned.
But he's pissed.
You didn't make coffee today? You're fucking like, Google that, Sean?
Late.
Oh shit.
Damn.
I'm teasing. Yeah, I guess when Arnold was governor, he let his friend's son killed somebody in a fit of rage at like a college
Arnold
party.
Schwarzenegger's?
No, one of his friend's son. Mm-hmm. And he was sentenced to like 16 years in prison, and Arnold shortened his sentence. And he just got out, and Snoop Dogg's pissed about it. Calls him a fucking little
bitch. Snoop Dogg on GGN talking about it?
I don't know what GGN is.
No.
That's Snoop Dogg's show on YouTube where he just smokes weed.
He should have called him out at the wrestling ceremony.
And then they could have had a Hall of Fame
match?
Fucking match. Yeah, they're both Hall of Famers.
They could have had a feud.
Snoop Dogg and Arnold
are both WWE Hall of Famers.
Why is Snoop Dogg?
Because
he called
Snoop.
Him out.
No, but why is he a Hall of Famer?
He's been in like 3 or 4 WrestleManias now.
Oh.
He comes out
and raps. They do like Playboy Bunny Battle Royal with Snoop Dogg, and he comes out.
He fights girls?
No, he just sits in a pimp chair and watches.
Paul, he pimps them.
Mm-hmm. Well, right on.
Yeah, he just pimps the bitches.
Out to the crowd, 3 at a time.
So,
I think if anyone was a grunt to Arnold, though, it would be people more like my dad, because they would like go to the conventions and be like, I will build my muscles for you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was like him.
They still do the Arnold classic.
Yes, they do.
Okay, tell me
he goes
about
to them and he buys the powder that you drink.
I want to know more about growing Arnold. Up in Governator America. Like, well,
Were
your parents mad about it?
About the governor?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are they Republicans?
Because us on the East Coast were like, that's fucked up. Really? Like an actor got that gig?
Yeah, but
actor
was Ronald president. Reagan was president, yeah. Jesse Ventura was governor. All right,
guys, let's prove Paul wrong.
Jerry
I get
Springer?
It.
Springer? Well, that was
Jerry Springer was mayor until he fucking was writing checks for pussy.
Mm-hmm.
Angelo Biafra ran for president. Mm-hmm. Didn't he?
All right, yeah, I get it. I'm wrong. Mm. Move on. So your parents weren't mad. They loved him. He was great. Just put a deficit
mayor,
on California.
That governor race was incredible because Gray Davis, I think, was the guy's name. And he got impeached.
Mm-hmm.
And fucking they were like everybody and their mom. Like Mary Carey, the porn star, was running for governor. Fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger. Fucking... I was hoping I could rattle off like 9 people, but that
probably
was
probably Jello Biafra.
Yeah, it was a shit show. It was kind of like the presidential race right now.
Right now, yeah.
Doink the Clown, probably.
Doink the Clown.
Doink the Clown, fucking.
Unknown comic.
Yeah, that's awesome. Unknown comic. He's one of my favorite comedians.
I know.
No, he's not. He's awful.
He is.
The comic wizard, whatever.
Lord,
Tim Danko?
Lord Thelvin.
Lord Thelvin.
I'm booking him, by the way, for
Lord
sure.
Lord Thelvin?
Yeah, he'll be on. I can't
He's
wait.
Awesome. So, okay, great. Out with Gray Davis, in with the Arnold. Were you into Maximum Pump in California? Did it make you like want to lift weights? Like, Governator is my... You didn't care about politics, what you're trying to say. You were like, I was fucking 10, dude.
I was watching
Rugrats.
Don't mind if Sean answers every question he asks for you.
Mm-hmm. No,
by the way,
it's fine. I don't have any answers, anyways.
Okay, but yeah, tell me about it. What was it like? What were you doing?
Playing video games, hanging out with friends.
You have so many famous skate spots around you. You didn't skateboard.
It was
actually I tried and I tried for 6 months. Can't do it at all. So I gave up.
Fair
on
enough.
It, really.
Yeah, some people
gave it a
some
go.
People just can't do it, Paul.
No, I wasn't judging.
Not all of us have just 360
magical 360 flip feet
capabilities. Yeah, feet.
Yeah.
Little flippity flappy feet. My girlfriend
like
started calling me Webby today, and I hate it.
I feel like that's a cum joke.
No,
it's a feet joke.
Yeah, it's a...
Never heard that the Spider-Man flip thwip. No. You come in your hand, you flick it on the person.
He's a web slinger.
No, I have.
You haven't heard that?
Two of my toes are webbed.
Really?
Yeah.
You must swim well.
That's.
He doesn't swim at all. I bet you don't swim at all, do you?
Well, but when he's old, he will. And he'll swim across the English Channel or some shit.
Swimming.
Well, unless it's exactly the same on the other foot, it might throw you off balance. Yeah. And you could swim poorly.
Swimming for little kids.
He's trying to do the English Channel. Hasn't made it past the beach.
Is this why you think swimming is for little kids and old people?
Honestly, we're getting into Sean's psyche.
Yeah.
But then.
My web toes.
So
that's your name of your book. My web toes.
So she just started being like, come here, webby. Shit like that. I was like, stop it.
You're like the penguin from Batman Returns.
Like, webby.
Or like...
And then she looked at my feet. She was like, you got an extra toe. I was like, no, I don't. And she thought I had six toes. I was like, I only got five. Like, I had to count it.
I'm a perfect baby.
Alternative name for the book, Webbed Toes, : A Web of Woes.
Oh, nice. I like that.
There you go.
Sean's not happy with that.
Sean S is not happy.
That's funny. Amber also
nailed that shit.
Amber also couldn't believe that I used to have perfect teeth.
Wait, she thought you came out from that?
Yeah, like I just always had the rotten ass weird mouth. I was like, nah, I didn't start talking.
No,
I was
babe,
like
I didn't
20.
Have that rotten ass weird mouth. I was born a beautiful baby.
Yeah. Somewhere around like 20, they just started falling out of my face.
That happens. So, California.
Yeah, did your teeth fall out of your face?
No, they're still here. They're, you know, I still got the monstrosity mouth.
Did you have perfect teeth when you were young?
No.
No, you always had a monstrosity mouth, you put it eloquently. Yeah.
I get the little teeth, the buck teeth.
So what brought the what
fence?
What brought the family to from California to Akron, Ohio? Or where are you staying now? Where did they move to? Talmadge?
Yeah, I live in Talmadge now.
So what brought them to Talmadge, Ohio, suburbia?
My uncle was in a car accident, and we came out to help out because he was.
So is your family originally from here? Or
yeah,
okay.
My mom was born here.
Gotcha.
Cuyahoga Falls. We came out to help out, and we were also like, you know, having some money issues in California, so we decided it was time to pack up.
It's
and come
cheaper
here.
To live here.
Yeah,
definitely.
I can't believe it would be cheaper to live in Talmadge.
That's why
than
a lot of people come
California.
Back to Ohio after
California.
House,
are you kidding me?
That's a mind blow. The house we have, we were paying the same amount that we were paying for like a small two bedroom apartment.
Yeah, I'm about to say that you like live in paradise or Akron, Ohio. Like I mean,
well, Talmadge
still gets a lot of snow and it's shitty here.
Yeah, but it's expensive there.
Yeah, it's like sunny like 360 days a year there though.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's so nice. I miss
America.
It so much.
Why don't you go back? Like how you're 21
leave.
Now? Yeah. I mean, but what do you got to lose? Like you're like I'm a California baby. Just fucking. I'm not a baby anymore. So let's just jump back into
That's
it.
How he gets back. I'm a California. Your new baby, they're like, come on in. Here's a $400 apartment.
Yeah, can you?
You got this. I believe in you and your rap career, by the way.
So what then got...
I like how you reassured yourself.
What got you into hip-hop?
Because, honestly, because there's just a lot of shitty rap out. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, why not try
well,
it?
What was the
Change
stuff
the game.
Well, I meant, like, music-wise, what got you, like, why did you start listening to it?
Inspirations.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, like just kind of like
no
really
idea.
Fucked with the music and the vibe of it. Mm-hmm. So I just started getting into it, started writing.
What were your main rapper? Influences like
you
that you
first,
had?
Do you remember the first rap song you ever heard?
It was probably either something off of Wu-Tang's first CD or The Chronic.
Mm-hmm. Nice. I love The Chronic.
Mine would have definitely been like Sir Mix-a-Lot or something.
Yep.
And I rock rough and tough with my Afro Puff.
Yeah, I know that song. I don't know who's by.
It's fucking the intro on Doggy Style from Snoop Doggy Dogg, and it's got Eve on it, and she's like, I'm rock rough and tough with my Afro Puff.
I haven't heard that one.
They played on Yo MTV Raps when I was like 3 or 4 years
old. That's awesome. You're just banging your head.
Yo MTV Raps was where it was at, like late at night. MTV had like either, they would do a couple different things. They had like Liquid Television during the week.
Yeah.
And that had whatever that fucking show was, Eon Flux.
Yeah, yeah, the
Beavis
anime
and
Butthead
one and shit. And then like Friday would be Yo MTV Raps and Saturday would be Headbangers Ball.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, I grew up with pop-up video. That's what I liked.
Pop-up video. Boom, so, you owe me a Coke.
Was there a rap song on the Beavis and Butthead soundtrack?
I Love You or something like that. What was it? Come to Butthead?
No, no, I wasn't allowed to watch that, oddly enough. My mom was like, yeah, RoboCop's fine. Beavis and Butthead, no. I'm like, wow, it's insane.
So,
I was just going to comment on Beavis and Butthead. I still don't understand. I still don't care for the whole part where they do the music stuff. I hate that. I don't get it.
It's kind of like a, it's like a comment on pop culture before it was like pop culture.
It was the time where they still had to put music videos on MTV shows. So that was the only reason why they were written in. So let's get back to Chances.
Let's go.
Yeah, right, there was an LL Cool J song on the Beavis and Butthead soundtrack. I think that was the first
the
rap
other,
song I ever
there
heard.
Was,
Yo Bird.
But there was also Anthrax
Bring Noise?
No, they doing a cover of Looking Down the Barrel of a Gun from Beastie Boys.
I didn't know that.
It's on the Beavis and Butthead Experience.
Oh, we're talking Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah, Sean has a vat of knowledge.
Really I have is. Knowledge in my
you
head.
You do.
I do. Yeah, tell me anybody else that's going to name Gray Davis in this fucking room. And he lived there when it happened.
Yeah, he did. Well, he's also like, what, 5?
I hope his name's Gray Davis. Look that up for me because I feel like...
It is Davis. I did see that when
Gray
I was
Davis.
At
Arnold. Their chances fault. Yeah. Give me a second chance.
All right, so what did I just ask?
I have no idea.
What? how did it end?
Webby. So I don't remember. I didn't play it back. So you started. Okay. Why did you start writing raps? Is that the thing that?
Yeah. That's,
you wrote deathcore first.
Yeah, I was writing deathcore lyrics, and then I was just like, "Well, I can't do the vocals." So
what were the bands
like,
that you were in for deathcore and shit like that?
Like the first bands, honestly, like Job for a Cowboy, yeah. Blood Runs Black,
right on,
like, shit like that.
That's awesome. And like, what made you want to start writing lyrics for that without a band?
Because I was just like, I've always wanted to be a writer, but I was just like, I don't have anything to write besides music because that's all I do is listen to music.
Did you feel like you rhymed well and that's why you wanted to write, or did you just like have like expressions that you needed to get out?
Yeah, I like a lot of stuff goes on in life, you know. So I was just like, why not share it with people?
Mm-hmm.
And I started figuring that I rhymed well and started shifting more towards rap because I was like, why not try it out?
So go ahead.
I was about to say, were you into like rap metal at all?
No. I think that those two shouldn't really mix that much.
Really?
That's my opinion on it.
So. Now, like, so you didn't like Limp Bizkit or Linkin Park or anything like that?
No, I'm not a fan of that.
Dude, Cold World. Check it out.
Yeah, Cold World is cool.
Say that 5 times fast.
It's a hardcore band. Cold World. What's the...
Cold World.
What's the... Where'd you come up with the name Freely Spoken? Where did that come from? I'm going to be a rapper called Freely Spoken.
I mean, honestly, it was with his stepdad. We were just...
His stepdad
around.
Named you.
No, we both came up with it. Like, we were just fucking around.
Shout out to Vito in the corner.
Yeah, Vito.
Is Vito's stepdad a rapper?
No, he's into rap. Like, big shout out to him, actually, because my whole first mixtape wouldn't have been recorded without him. Like, he gave me a ride to every single session.
Right on.
So I just
the mixtape
that
ain't come out yet?
The mixtape that's not out yet. That it'll
I
be
wanted
out
to. I was like, hold on, you have a whole nother mixtape? But no, it's the same one. Okay.
Yeah, he gave me a ride every session. But me and his stepdad were just coming up with random shit, and I was just like, Freeman. I was like, Freely. And I was like, I like that. And I was just like, I like to speak my mind. I was like, spoken. Mm-hmm. And then we were just like fucking around with it. And then I was like, I didn't consider it until like 2 weeks later when I still couldn't find out a real name for it. It's a lot better than my original name.
So does that mean you have to like bring it upon yourself to like, I'm going to champion the people. I'm going to be the Bernie Sanders of the rap game and start like being outspoken and freely spoken.
Yeah, right? Basically, because most of these people in like the Akron local scene, like there's some all right artists, but a lot of them are trying to be the mainstream artists about rap about shit that they don't do. I'm rapping about the ramen I have for breakfast, then I'm also going to have that shit for lunch. Like, you know, just everyday life.
And living around town.
That's what you did too, Sean.
What?
Rapped about like the Malibu and shit like that. Like it was almost like a parody of rap, but you used your own life for it.
I was a thousandaire.
You were a thousandaire. Mm-hmm. Taxes.
I always said because everybody was rapping about being a millionaire at that time in like 2008, 9. A million shit. I was like a thousand.
A million.
I got 1,000 in the bank. I'm a thousandaire.
A thousand. You should have done that.
A thousand. That would have been hard. Well.
Yeah.
So what's the future for Freely Spoken?
Basically working on music videos soon for the mixtape, get it out by summer, hopefully start playing shows once I learn how to, you know,
work a laptop. Sorry, I didn't mean to.
You know, once I learn for a place to go besides the Vortex, because I don't want to be in that whole
right
scene
on
there.
You need to start your own fucking thing, man.
Not only that,
yeah,
yeah,
I
want to
start
Vortex.
My own following, like...
I don't know if you ever heard the Under Dead Sky album Paying Dues, but
yeah,
do it, man.
Yeah,
do
yeah.
it, D-U-E.
Yeah, you used to come out to our shows and shit.
Yeah.
Because you were all into metal.
I'd never seen somebody spin kicks.
What got what got you out to those shows and shit? Who was bringing you out to that shit? You come to town when you're like 13 and they're like, come on to the metal show.
Yeah, like when I was 16, Yudi, him and all of them, they just brought me out to this Burgers and Breakdowns 4, and I was like, let's check this out.
Oh,
I've never been to a metal show before, and I was like, I love metal. And then I saw you guys, Below the Tide, Kamikabi.
Yeah, Kamikabi, yeah.
I can't remember.
Was that Lions Park?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, that was the last one of Lions Park.
That was number 4.
Yeah, that was when we had the Star Wars flyer. I championed that. I was like, it's episode 4, guys. Let's get a Death Star in there. And they're like, fine.
All right. I think I have a beat here.
Oh, we do more rhymes?
Yeah, I think he can spit a 16 on it.
You better.
I'll let you hear it a little bit. Some fucking ICP, you get to okay, that wasn't it.
I was just about to say.
You ready? It's a talking beat, but it's a beat.
That ain't it either.
Hell yeah. Dwayne Duke, drunk in a basement.
Apparently I don't have it on here. I lied. My bad. I thought I had a beat, dude. I guess I don't.
You're off the hook again.
It's been a fucked up. It's been a fucked up day, man. Been fucked up.
Been a fucked up day,
I'm
man.
Speechless.
Well, maybe I'll find something on YouTube. Tell me a beat you want, and then I'll find it on here. Just tell me something you want. I can find it on the YouTube.
Kicking the Door by Biggie.
Who's okay?
Who's Biggie?
I can rap a little something. Yeah.
Now you're going to rap to the track that he's rapping over, or is it just the beat?
It's just the beat.
Okay, right on. I know that was just on YouTube. That's right.
Yeah, I'm just going to rap with Biggie real quick.
Just over. Just
over. Yeah.
Like when, what's his name, is doing the Dundies episode, and he starts rapping to OPP.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is that what you're looking for?
Yeah.
Freely spoken? You got to be like, Freely.
Yeah. Freely. Fuck, you stepped on my fucking...
You're mad at you.
Yeah.
He stepped on
your... Yeah, I was like, come on, man. I'm trying to hype.
Pause moment to shine. All
right.
What?
It's Mr. Sloppy Posture. Dropping balls for frequent Zanny Poppers. Coming for the throne and not a damn thing can stop us. Who recording? The one mama wanted aborted but couldn't afford it. I made the coat hanger.
Hold on. I need to get right back on. Hold on.
Who recorded the one mama wanted aborted but couldn't afford it? I made the coat hanger forfeit. I'm possessed and want my body back. Like I put the chemo in a body bag. I'm using tracks and snotty rags. No one is sick since easy circa 95. It was all a dream and it's been that way since 95. So pass me the mic, let's see if you want it back. I never left the session with the mic intact. I'm back for another round. I represent the underground. I put so much heart in cause I got no soul to write about. I sold it a long time ago. Had enough to buy this flow. Nearly 50%. Of one of my fallen idols, born to be a prophet. Just look in my eyes to see the strength of Hercules and the saliva of the Antichrist.
Yeah.
Freely.
You're gonna do it.
Freely.
What do you think of that verse?
You should go by Ace Freely.
Ace Freely?
That's all I kept thinking about. Every time I said Freely.
That was sick.
Thank you.
Yeah, I didn't throw the headphones.
Alright, go ahead, Sean. No, you rap now.
Did I break
him? Oh, you're good. Go ahead, Sean. Let's put some smoke stack.
I'm supposed to rap?
Yep.
Hear it.
Is the beat over yet?
Nope.
Nah.
I don't know if I know how to rap. Oh. I've never left the game, but I'm back to hit it hard. I'm a fucking rock star, rolling Goodyear Boulevard, Green Kush, roll tight, old roaches in the ashtray. Akron is my city, and we do this every fucking day. I'm out of breath. That's all I got.
Constantly.
All those blunts in the ashtray, I get it.
Chill.
No, you're Ellipsy Sean now.
All these songs are 50 seconds long.
And then it's just like me going.
These are dot dots.
Title of the album is Breathless.
Title album is. That's awesome. I was going to go with dot, dot, dot.
I legitimately am out of breath. What's the BPMs on that beat? 900?
900?
Jesus. All right. So
honestly, it was probably like 100 or 90.
How soon till we get the mixtape?
Right now, it's in the final mixing stage. Mm-hmm. Like, dude's got a lot on his plate right now. So sometime in the summer, I'm going to be dropping it. And then immediately jumping into my next mixtape.
Nice.
Why, you need to just keep recording. Why aren't you recording right now? You need to record for... So when your next thing, you just keep recording. You put out 9 things at once is what you need to do.
Yeah, right. Sean has dropped like 15 fucking mixtapes in the year 2007. Yeah.
I just was like, boom, 15 mixtapes. Here you go.
It was more than once a month. Well, no, I swear to God.
Yeah, I'd be working on one while I was working on another one.
It was more fucked up because he had like 24 tracks. And then there'd be like another 23.
Yeah, I recorded over 100 songs in a year.
Yeah.
Damn.
Like None of them are good.
No, they're all great.
Some of them were good. Some of them were real good.
None of them were good. But
Sour Apple Philly.
Yeah.
That was way old. That was like years ago. But no, hey, in 2000.
That's
like,
when you were inspired.
I put out like a album on 420. Yeah. And then a mixtape on my birthday, which is July. And then I put out like an EP. Come that fall,
right?
Like another EP that winter, and then another mixtape come 420 again.
All with 29 tracks,
even the EPs.
That's why they're extended, dickhead.
I still think Barrel Monkey with Z-Dub and Clark Kent's the new club hit.
Oh, Barrel Monkey! That was good shit.
If anybody ever heard Barrel Monkey,
he says, "Well, I got it right here."
Yeah, I was about to say, does Datpiff have an app still?
Datpiff,
Datpiff.
Yeah, they still have an app.
I wonder if Barrel Monkey's on there. If it's on there, we'll take it
Dude,
to
the
break.
Barrel Monkey.
Shout out your fucking Instagram, your Twitter, everything like that.
The Freely Spoken on every single site you could think of.
Awesome. I can't believe you got that. That's insane.
You said The Freely Spoken everywhere?
Yeah, on SoundCloud, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter.
So like at The Freely Spoken. I'm just trying to buy time here.
You got I'm very interested.
You got a .com, anything like that yet?
No, not anything like that. I just got a Facebook page, really.
You ain't on the .com city stuff yet?
You're also on YouTube and shit?
Yeah, I got my music video. If you type in Freely Spoken, it's the first video that pops up.
Cool.
Almost had 1,000
Go ahead, Josie.
Have you been in any other bands? Do you play any instruments? Or do you have any other musical talents?
I play drums, and that's about it.
Oh, okay.
I've never been in a band. I've always wanted to.
I got another question.
Yes.
What's with you cutting off Josie at the bar at the show Saturday?
What now?
Yeah, yeah.
Josie was going to get herself a DP, Dr. Pepper, not Double Penetration.
I know. I was like, whoa.
I was like, they sold
those? It wasn't that kind of show.
And,
there's like two children
working. As she's walking up to the bar, some motherfucking big hair weave goes slap in her face, knocks her on her ass.
Really?
And yeah, and then she fucking has to just watch him go stomping over her cold, lifeless body on the ground so that he could get his own beer over here. That's what happened.
Yeah, that's exactly what
happened.
And
then another guy behind you, like, joined
also had a weed.
Once another dude jumped in and cut me, too.
Yeah, they were, like, on it.
So it really did get, like, a DP, like, people. Got fucked twice, damn it.
Oh, man.
You're Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, you are Dr. Pepper. You want to take a break?
Possibly, too.
I would shake everyone's hand. Thank you, Chance, for coming. I know you guys have to work
and
stuff.
You didn't ask me to play any sports or
anything. Oh, yeah, did you play sports?
No. Okay. No, I'm not really a sport guy.
Good.
No.
Yeah, good deal. I don't know if the song played. Did it play? There we go.
It's
here you go.
You stay like a gorilla. Hell yeah.
Oh, that was funny. Stay like a gorilla.
What
the fuck? Dot Piff, she's just like a set. You move side to side. You let your arms dangle and swing left to right. Do the bear monkey. Do the bear monkey. Do the bear monkey.
do the bare monkey slapping.
So me and Smoke stacking Clark Kent.
Hello and welcome to this week's commercial for I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
And I'm Tony.
Join us every week as we kick off the show with entertainment news, then we dive into Genre 5, which is a list of five of our most loved or hated genres, actors, things in movies, television, comics, or video games. I get it, not all of that is considered a genre, but get off my ass, it's hard to think of different subgenres every week, so yes, we take liberties with the name. Then fall down the rabbit hole that is Test of Tony, in which Tony, and sometimes me if I have the gumption to partake, gets to relive a movie from his past, and with his old sage-like eyes tells me if it stands the test of time and passes the test of Tony. And to cap off this wild ride of two dickheads giving their opinions on movies, we head into Movie of the Week, where our heroes both watch the same movie and discuss it. Honestly, it's more like a book club. Either way, check us out at lousyweathermedia.com and now enjoy the show. And as always, go burn books.
Hannibal Lecter, protect your neck, yeah. In a dingy zone called Kenny Collette. Working hard for these accolades. Working hard to the day I'm paid.
Alkalade trio.
Is that what we're listening to?
Alkalade trio. I heard he's fronting Blink 182.
Who? Alka.
Yeah, you got
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I got it. It took me a second.
Hoo-ah.
I got an awesome news story before we even do news.
Ooh.
Scott Steiner opened up his Shoney's restaurant.
That's a news story.
Oh, okay. I'll let you do it later.
Never mind.
Yeah,
no, we can
spoilers.
Do it.
No, Scott Steiner is awesome.
See,
dude.
The three-way yeah. At sacrifice, you got a 33-1/3 chance of winning. But I got a 66-2/3 chance of winning because Kurt Angle knows
there we go.
He can't beat me, and he's not.
I was like, why is Scott Steiner so quiet?
Big Papa Pump.
I have breaking news.
Right now?
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me hit the breaking news noise.
No.
Breaking news no. Noise.
Okay.
Tomorrow, don't miss your chance to meet the wrestling great Rob Van Dam.
Really, that was it?
Yeah.
At the Outpost, I thought you'd be really excited.
Outpost. I am. I'm
he's
totally
going. Yeah. He's performing at the Outpost.
Yeah.
On the 13th.
No, tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
That's today. Technically, it's 12/14.
So the 13th.
What?
So that was your breaking news. We've known he was going to be at the Outpost for like 6 months.
I didn't know that. Yeah.
Yeah.
We interviewed the goddamn promoter of the fucking show.
Did
just
you say that?
3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Did you say
yeah,
that?
Yeah.
You,
yeah. That's,
totally.
I'm sorry.
I don't
Nathan
think so.
Stabbed.
You did?
Yeah.
Was dude. I here?
And then we talked about how Chris Clem's on it, and that's how Chris Clem even found out he was booked on the goddamn show.
I thought it was someone else. So I didn't. I thought
oh,
he said someone
fuck.
Else. I don't think he said Rob Van Dam.
Hey guys.
No, I think he did.
Hey guys.
Hey guys.
Yeah.
Feel good?
Unbreaking news.
Yeah.
News we already broke.
Rob Van Dam.
You know what? I'm gonna call it a reminder.
Would it ever be breaking news that he's like, I'm gonna do this tomorrow? I just decided.
Yeah.
I'm Rob Van Dam, and I just decided.
I booked the show at the
Outpost.
Addict Entertainment, Nathan Stab.
Yeah, check it out.
Stop.
I thought you were going. Are you going?
Nathan, stop.
Are you going?
To what? No, I'll be at
Rob Van Dam. Breaking news. He's there at the Outpost.
I forgot. I forgot all about it coming
well,
up.
Well, thank God I brought it up.
Yeah.
You're still not going to the
But
matter.
I will be at Basement Comedy Show 6.
Ah, April 23rd, you
April
say.
April 23rd, Lousy Weather Media.
2016.
Speaking of Chris Clem, is how I found out about the article about Big Papa Pump.
Okay, you want to do some news, Bobby? I'm ready for you. Hold on one
yeah, okay.
second. Hold on.
Bobby, Paul, and Sean, where are you? We got some news for you now.
Bob, hit me with the news story.
Holla if you want a breakfast sandwich.
Holla.
That's what the article says. I read a bunch
yeah,
of articles.
Yeah, because he was Big Papa Pump, and he's your hookup. Holla yeah. if you hear me.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I thought it was yeah. like a call to action. Like, holla if you want
he's
a breakfast sandwich.
He's the big bad booty daddy.
I thought we don't get breakfast sandwiches.
Big bad booty
holla,
daddy.
Not
what,
if you
right now?
Holla.
Yeah.
You got to go to Shoney's, and you got to holla.
Mm-hmm. Holla, holla, holla.
Like that?
Is that what you said?
Well, that's how some people holla.
Give me a holla.
Holla, 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 holla.
Oh, my God. This is why people stop listening to the news.
Holla, holla.
Anyway, Shoney's, the home of fucking yeah. cheddar cheese sauce and your mm-hmm. fucking eggs.
Yeah, we talked about when he decided he was going to open his own Shoney's because they did that commercial where he's like, he tears down a Shoney's and he's like making his own Shoney's restaurant.
I've never been to one.
And he's a big fan of Shoney's too, because he's like, he's always like, come on, Petey, I'm hungry. And that's Gus.
Where is Shoney's at?
Like in the South?
Yeah, it used to be all over. I used to go to Cuyahoga Falls Shoney's every week with my family. And I'd be like, dude, all I want is cheddar cheese sauce.
Have you guys ever been to Cookout?
Is that a place?
Yeah, it's rad as fuck. They got a $5 like dinner tray.
Breaking news.
Shoney's, they got a big bear mascot, and they're like the best breakfast buffet. Anyway.
Oh, shit. Buffet?
That's my new breaking news song. Buffet! I like that. Breaking news.
Buffet. Anyway, it was like fucking WrestleMania 4 and fucking Shoney's or some shit. Mm-hmm. It was fucking...
Yeah, Kevin Nash was there.
Yeah, dude.
Fucking, go ahead, give me the
Scott Steiner, Kevin Nash, Scott Hall, Jeff Jarrett, Rick Steiner, and Buff Bagwell.
Buff Bagwell.
Whoa.
Yeah, dude.
He's stacked roster.
And they were putting things on tables instead of breaking them.
Okay. Oh, they put cheddar cheese on shit?
Yeah, cheddar cheese. So
on all the tables?
On the yeah.
When you were in California,
they did like baby oil, water, and cheddar cheese sauce, and they sprayed it on themselves before they came out.
That's disgusting.
Sounds really gross.
That's a trick of the industry.
I want to know. I want
to. Why are wrists so slippery?
All right, I'm losing control here. Slow down.
Steer this ship, Sean.
Yeah, I want to know if Chance was a big wrestling fan growing up in California. Did you go to the matches? Did you go to the matches at the old Los Angeles Sports Arena?
I did not.
Mm-hmm.
He looked at me like he's going to yell at me, isn't he? He's going to make me rap again.
I knew the wrestling question was going to come up.
No, you didn't grow up during the Attitude Era. You're young, right? So the Attitude Era was...
Well, technically you were born during the Attitude Era.
Well, it was over by the time he was six.
Yeah.
So
Born during it, that's what I said.
He didn't get to see all the vagina and titties and weird guys and thongs running around.
A lot of
TNA,
man.
You
see that now on the internet.
You get to, you can go back and you get to see. Bog, he was 3 years old when
Sable was posing.
She
was.
Yeah, see, nowadays he's got his brazzers and shit. And see, back then we didn't have brazzers. We had to wait for Sable to whip off her top in 1998.
And to see blurred tits.
Yeah,
it was glorious.
And then. Mick Foley going off the cage and he killed him.
Oh my god, he's got a tooth through his ear.
Yeah, you were 3 years old when by god he killed him.
By god he killed him. Speaking of,
I mean, I was only 10, but three seems really
speaking of by god he killed him and with the article and I was going to talk about it anyway. This article came out just days after an article about Scott Steiner witnessing a murder.
Yeah. Down the road from
attempted murder down the road from his restaurant at a Hardee's.
Was it a cookout?
Yeah, fuck Hardee's.
Yeah, they were apparently the cook behind the counter was like, "I made it the way it was supposed to be," and someone just fucking murdered him.
Whoa,
it was crazy.
That's insane.
Yeah,
good thing I wasn't that guy.
Good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the good thing about this article is it says at the bottom, update Glenn's take: no word if any freaks were harmed during the incident.
Big Papa Pump had freaks.
that's his fan base?
That was his gimmick, yeah. He was the big bad booty daddy and all of his freaks.
Yeah.
He'd have these, like, big Amazon women, and he'd be like, you're my freak.
You're my freaks. Holla if you hear me.
You want to be with a genetic... They were genetic freaks. Scott Steiner was a genetic freak.
Oh, like Dr. Monroe.
He's a genetic freak.
Oh, not like Dr. Monroe.
Holler if you hear me.
Do you think in, like, this day and age, if Scott Steiner came out and was like, let me hear my freaks, holla if you hear me, they'd be like, they would do that? Like, holla, holla, holla.
Holla, holla, holla.
Just because of, like...
I don't know.
I would now.
Yeah, I think everyone would.
The reference.
I like Scott Steiner. So, anyway, you got a new story?
No. Well,
Josie sent me a few. You want to check them out?
I would love to.
So, what is this about... You sent me...
I sent you... The Snoop
Nicolas
Dogg.
Cage. Oh, yeah. To stick with the theme of wrestling.
Oh, okay. All
right. This is fucked up. I saw this.
Nicolas Cage.
This?
Yeah, it's not that. It's honestly not that cool.
Headlock armbar.
No offense, Josie.
I just thought it was interesting that these two characters got into a fight.
Nicolas Cage sounds like he's hammered.
Probably. Was it outside of a hotel? Holy shit. Was it somewhere?
Yeah, in Las Vegas or something.
Yeah, they're probably fighting over the breakfast buffet. Like, who was the other guy?
Vince Neil.
Yeah,
Vince Neil. Okay. I can totally picture it. Vince Neil's like, dude, This place is no Shoney's.
Josie, it tells
no,
me
Cage
some...
is like, fuck Shoney's!
No, that's awesome.
Fighting.
They actually, like, fucking Vince Neil, like, pulls this girl's hair and throws her to the ground.
Oh,
she asked she's for trying an autograph.
To, yeah, from Nicolas Cage, right?
I think she, I thought she was asking him. I don't.
I thought it was. Yeah, I thought it was the other way around. I thought that he saw her trying to ask Nicolas Cage for an autograph, and then he ripped her. I might have read it wrong.
A case of jealousy.
Yeah, geez.
Dude, if you play the video, Nicolas Cage's scream is insane. He sounds so hammered. It's awesome.
The article.
It's not cool. He just has. He has Vince Neil in a headlock.
God, man. All right.
I really like. I want to hear his scream.
I'm trying to play it, but hold on.
I'm sure it's just like
nuts
any of it.
And trying to restrain Vince Neil outside a Las Vegas hotel after the Motley Crue singer.
Why is TMZ going to be so fucking annoying?
I don't know.
All right, let's watch it, though. This is fair use, right? TMZ.
Yeah, we'll commentate on
TMZ
it.
TMZ can't sue me.
Give him credit.
Tim's.
Can now
you,
they can.
Can you hear it?
Stop this. No! That's Nicolas.
That was Nick Cage.
No! Trying to restrain Vince Neil outside a Las Vegas hotel after the Motley Crue singer allegedly attacked a woman.
Apparently, Vince Neil and Nicolas Cage were in the Aria. And
didn't a guy from some band dropkick a girl?
Yeah, the story so far.
What?
Dropkicked the girl off the stage while she was trying to take a selfie of her and the band. Yeah, he ran up behind her and literally just kicks her right
like,
off the stage.
I love
for the perfect picture.
I almost.
It's fucked up because the article really reads weird. It's like pop punk is all about misogyny and shit like that. And then fucking they go into like, oh, he dropkicked a dude. And that isn't like, worse than him dropkicking a girl. They're trying to make the equality like statement. But at the same time, if they're trying to make that, then it should be the same thing. They should have gotten the same amount of press.
I think it's a funny statement on selfies. Like, bitch, you're not part of the show. Get the fuck off. But also,
I saw a lot of people saying
also,
that online.
But also, you also don't hit women. It's kind of like the Afro man.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, like, it's exactly like that.
Anyway. Okay, back to
it's
Nick
kinda like. Well, it's kind of like the Fat Mike thing,
opinions.
Too. I
oh,
do.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he hit a guy.
Yeah, but still, I mean, it's just like. I don't know, people need to stop going on stages at concerts like that.
Especially people that paid.
Well,
like to see your band, like, just trying to have a good time.
Well, you can take a selfie from the fucking front row. You don't have to go on top of the fucking stage.
Now, let's
it.
All remember Randy Blythe when he killed a man.
I just want to, like, point out that people are fucking crazy. And if you're in a band that has some kind of fame, like... I like if someone goes up on the stage, I'd be scared if I was in that band.
Yeah,
like not like I wouldn't probably stop. I wouldn't get like.
She's literally
out
holding a cell phone in front of her face.
I don't know if I would drop
like,
kick
flipped
somebody.
Around and he just runs up behind her and drop kicks her.
I would
and
have to
runs
see the video.
To the yeah, it's fucked up. He runs to the other side.
What
of the
were
stage.
You gonna say, Josie?
It's scary, like Dimebag. You know, people charging the stage. They're scared. They're scared for their safety. So I can't blame someone for assaulting.
Did you
someone
see that fucking movie about Selena?
Oh,
Paul?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have.
All right, back to Nick Cage.
All right, yeah.
Have you
Here
seen
we go.
Gia?
Wanting an autograph. And for whatever reason, Vince Neil grabs her by the back of the hair and tears her to the ground.
And that's when Nicolas Cage went into kick-ass mode. We're leaving Las Vegas.
Hey, guys. Nicolas Cage goes into kick-ass mode. Does it make your dick
feel good?
They didn't even say who she wanted an autograph.
No! My ring!
So he's doing a good thing.
He's helping out his buddy by putting him in a very firm but loving embrace. Are you guys going to kiss?
I'm going to go out on a limb. Was there drinking involved? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was 5 o'clock Nicolas in the
Cage
afternoon. So too early to drink.
In Las Vegas! I am...
So was that
in
the
Cal-El mode, which is the name of his son.
Hold on. There, it looks like... I hate the way they like, have
is
to...
Is his mind in Vegas?
Get that.
This guy is, a
is that a gunshot?
That was Vince Neil like yelling
really
at people.
Makes you stop and think.
I want to get back.
You know what? He's probably going through a crisis now that Motley Crue's done. They're done.
Vince
Nicolas Cage?
Vince Neil's been going through.
Can't believe it.
Vince Neil's been going through a fucking crisis
since
1981.
Yeah, that's true.
When he murdered Izzy Stradlin.
And Nicolas Cage has been going on a crisis since. He started acting.
Yeah,
so.
He's the
I
Nick
still
Cage.
Like National Treasure.
His face Shit. Is off.
Yeah, so...
Face off.
Ah!
Son of a bitch. John Travolta, everyone.
Nicolas Cage, I think, is an amazing actor, but he's insane.
Yeah.
You think he's an amazing actor?
An amazing?
Fuck yes, dude.
Everybody's like, oh...
Did you see
on,
Knowing?
Did you see the movie I can't think of right now that's directed by David Lynch.
I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Ah, yeah, I did see that. He wasn't in it.
No, I just know what you did last summer.
Oh, you do.
Where's the fake laugh for that one now? Well, this was a fun episode.
That was for you, though. I just want to make that clear.
Yeah, I was the one
I know
that was
it's
on
my laugh.
Have you watched the YouTube video of Nicolas Cage freaking out?
No.
It's just a like collage of him freaking out from movies.
Mm-hmm. Leaving Las Vegas.
Yeah.
So it probably wouldn't do well on a podcast.
No, but it's
I could probably, find it.
Actually, yeah, it would do well.
What's Nick Cage freak out?
Yeah, sure.
I typed in Nick Cave. That's
kind of feel
thing.
Bad for him now. I feel like you guys are ragging on him.
I'm not. He's
not
incredible.
You. You said he's a great actor.
He's an American icon.
Someone needs to defend him.
Okay.
He's
going to be
that's me.
I like
I'll
National Treasure. It's good.
Oh, it's a great movie.
He's everyone
Nick
says.
Cage.
Have you seen fucking... I don't know.
You go back in the day, ones. Valley Girl?
I don't know.
Raising Arizona, is that movie?
Yeah. Raising Arizona, that's what he's talking about, too, yeah. You said David Lynch.
I'm the one that fucking
No, he's got
it.
One with David okay. Lynch. He fucking punches someone down a fucking staircase at the beginning and then beats his face in. And then he's like, so what? So what?
I really like that they're using the Requiem for a Dream soundtrack. Clint Mansell.
Is this one freaking out?
Put in the right file according to alphabetical order. A, B, C, D,
Lost in Translation
is
really good.
G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P.
Great, have a good day.
Have a good day.
What am I, a fucking retard man? Am I a fucking retard? Oh, I know what this is. You're trying to stop me up because of this lazy little man you beat around. Well, feed my fucking friends, man.
It never just goes away.
That goddamn contract is somewhere in the goddamn fucking files! Fuck! Fuck your fucker! Fuck! Fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck Mexico!
Horseshit.
Hey, fucking yeah!
I hate you. I hate you both. I should fucking both. Just right now, I should fucking kill you fucking both.
Have you ever been dragged to the sidewalk and beat until you're
pissed blood?
Now, fuck you. Fuck.
Fuck it up! Fuck it up! Fuck it up! Fuck it up!
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Podcast Channel production. Executive produced by Bob Camparta, Paul Wolf, and Sean Ast. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.podbean.com.